It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostorfer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in Switzerland. I'm being definitive. She probably has gone someplace else. I'm going to say, hi, Mirella. How are you? Where are you?
Hi, Jill. I'm very well, and yes, back from Italy, and talking today about Germany and Switzerland. Some very important things have happened during this weekend. As you remember, Jill, we talked about the Marriage for All referendum for last weekend in Switzerland, and as I really predicted, with no difficulty, because all the polls were pretty clear about this question, the Marriage for All has been accepted with a very comfortable majority, 64.1% in the country. It is by all means a huge victory, and one that cannot be discussed, because the result is very clear. And that gives now many people the possibility to marry, which was already the case in most of our neighboring countries. And that also gives the possibility for adoption, and it changes everything also in terms of legal situation for inheritance and for rights on children. This is a big game changer for this community. The other referendum that was also had also an overwhelming majority is one that has been refused with 64.9%. And this was about reducing tax on salaries and increasing tax on capital. The idea being that the party that proposed this referendum wanted to tax the capital of people investing, or of people having money without getting that as a salary, but basically possessing money. And they thought that it would be fair to tax that more, because in their eyes, this was not, that money is not due to real labor, to real work, but it's basically capital, and it's money working by itself. Again, that is their opinion. Apparently, the Swiss population did not think the same way, as it has been refused with 64.9%, almost 65%. Those were the results for Switzerland. But now let's move on Germany, which, as everybody knows, had some very important election this last weekend. It is about the party, the next party that is going to lead Germany, and also about the next chancellor that is going to replace Angela Merkel after 16 years of her being the leader with her party, the CDU. There has been a result. It is unfortunately not like the results that we got in Switzerland this past weekend, where it's absolutely clear. It is very tight, but the opposition, the SPD, has won with a difference of 1.6%. That really shows, in all honesty, that the country is really basically split in half. But he won. Olaf Scholz, the candidate of the SPD, won. And the moral compass would ask to have him as the next chancellor, since his party won, even if it's only 1.6%. And he would have to basically build a coalition. That is always the case in Germany. One party basically doesn't, in the past years, never won enough to be just alone on top. And as you know, the last coalition was actually the SPD and the CDU from Angela Merkel. But this time it's going to be the SPD and most probably two other parties that have also won enough seats to be able to offer the majority that is needed to lead the country, which is 368 seats. Who are these two parties that all of a sudden becomes so important? It is the Green Party that came right after the SPD and the CDU as a third party. This is definitely also a very, very big win. The people who chose to vote for the Green Party are younger. One also, it has some logical aspects to that. But the fact that they won with a percentage of 14.8, giving them 118 seats, make them really very important in the next coalition. The next party that will also eventually be part of this new government is the FDP, which is a party center-right, very pro-businesses, would like also to restore some debt restrictions, etc., but has also some interesting program in terms of social advancement. It's the first time actually since the 50s that it's probably going to be a coalition of three parties instead of two parties. And that is also interesting because it shows that the society in Germany, like in many other places, has evolved in a society where they are different needs. That means that there is a need for some kind of a social safety. There is an increasing need for climate in general and environment issues. Then, of course, we have economy. And the handling of the pandemic probably also played some kind of a role in all of this, but actually not a very major one. So it is going to be led by a three-party coalition. Now, the question is really to know who's going to accept to be part of that coalition. And now the talks are beginning behind the curtains. I believe, for example, that the Green with Annalena Baerbock and the FDP with Christian Lindner are going to meet first to see probably how they can get along themselves as the two small parties, the Green Party being a little bit more leaning to the left and the FDP a little bit more leaning to the right, but still having, that's the interesting point, having some common some common points. After that, they will meet with probably the future chancellor, Olaf Scholz, from the SPD in order to agree on a program. What is interesting is that the CDU, that is the party of Angela Merkel, is not completely out in the sense that they still have 196 seats. That does mean that theoretically they could also build a coalition if all of a sudden the smaller parties would actually prefer to work with them. But it would be very badly perceived by the German population because there is a sense of fairness that the SPD has won the election, while, as I said before, it's only 1.6%. It's not a major difference, but winning is winning, and the majority of the Germans, according to the last polls, think that with that, the SPD has basically the right to have their own candidate leading the country. As I remember, last time it took about 6 months of negotiation and talks between the parties in order to confirm Angela Merkel. It can very well take as long this time. It would be a little bit bad timing because there are at the moment so many issues to deal with, including the pandemic. It would be a long time without having a clear government, but that cannot happen before everybody is on board. So what seems to be happening here is that the possible coalition will be what is called the traffic light coalition. Those are nicknames because of the colors of the party. It would be red, yellow, green. That would be SPD with Olaf Scholz as a chancellor, with the Green as the Green Party, and the FDP, which has a yellow color and is a little bit more right-leaning when it comes to business. From everything I heard and everything I've read, that could be actually a very balanced coalition because there would be a party that gives a big importance to climate and the environment and the future in that sense. There would be a party that is very socially responsible. That would be the SPD with the main seats, and Olaf Scholz as a eventual chancellor, and the FDP that would keep things in balance with being also very pro-businesses. Plenty of other coalitions are possible, like I think another four, because I mean, one can play with all these numbers and the numbers of seats. The most important thing is to reach the 368. But the traffic light coalition seems at the moment one that is has a very good chance to come to to lead Germany for the next few years. To be continued.
Thank you very much, Rilla Rastroffer, over there.
My pleasure.